I'd like to introduce Chinese guitarist Shifei Yang. She was born in Beijing and is now a fellow of the UK's Royal Academy of Music, acclaimed as one of the world's finest guitarists, having performed concerts in 40 countries at the world's most prestigious venues. And now, thanks to the Columbus Guitar Society, she joins us here in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, Shifei Yang.
It's a big pleasure to be here for me, too. Thank you.
The pleasure is all mine. How did you start? How did this all begin for you, especially growing up in China, not a country we associate much with guitar or classical guitar?
That's right. I mean, during the Cultural Revolution, all Western instruments were banned, and then the guitar was regarded as hooligan instrument.
Wow.
So actually, when I was learning the guitar, some of my parents' friends and relatives, they were quite surprised that my parents being teachers and led me to learn a not very prestigious, not a very serious instrument. But
right. It's
a destiny. For me, it's a destiny because I didn't even knew what a guitar was when I was a little girl. And I was just, I was energetic, and my parents wanted me to learn the instrument to calm me down. So they thought about accordion, because accordion was the popular instrument. It's like a cheap and a portable piano to accompany lots of choirs.
Mm-hmm.
So they were thinking about accordion. But when they talked to my music teacher in my school, she thought accordion was too heavy for a little girl, and she was organizing a guitar group. So they just kind of threw me into the guitar group. So that's a beautiful destiny.
No, that's remarkable, because you probably didn't hear a lot of repertoire for the guitar, or guitar music, or guitar recordings at that time.
No.
When did it dawn on you that the guitar was an instrument that could play this beautifully expressive music and compositions written by serious composers? When did you discover that?
I can't say a particular day, because at the beginning, I kind of played everything. I was in a guitar group, so we were singing as well.
Oh,
it's guitar
wow.
to company. Also play some classical transcriptions and some folk songs, and play some ensemble piece. So at the beginning, the first 2-3 years, I kind of played everything. And I didn't even know this repertoire thing and serious music, classical music. I didn't really know about these things. So I would say maybe I became serious when I was about 9, because I think my teacher brought me to a mass class run by American professional classical guitarist, and I played in his mass class, and then we were sent like lots of a big repertoire book.
Oh.
Every attendance.
Okay, so that's when you began. Well, I understand that in 1995, guitarist John Williams heard you play in Beijing, and he loaned two of his own guitars to your school for you and other top students to play. That must have been quite an experience to have such a recognition from a major guitarist.
Yes, definitely. I was 17, and it was a difficult period, because I became adult.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to have my own thinkings. I was thinking a lot, and I wasn't sure as a musician where should I head into, you know, how should I develop my musicianship, and how could I have a career, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so I started to have all of this more practical and serious thinking.
Okay.
And I was kind of quite confused, you know, in a way. And he came along, and I played for him, and he, you know, gave me this encouragement, and it was a big thing.
That's wonderful. It's important to have mentors like that. Someone comes in at the right time in your life.
Yes.
So that led you to London then eventually, didn't it, somehow?
Indirectly, really, because I was thinking about going abroad. And my parents actually wanted me to go to the U.S. because my brother's in America. So they think that my big brother can look after me. But I wanted to go to Europe for the culture and the history. Sorry to say that here. But but indirectly, so, I guess I asked John that would London be a good place? And he said London would
absolutely,
be great.
With long a tradition and history of music, including the guitar, too. Yeah. So it seems like a wonderful place to have gone. In addition to your solo recitals, you've done wonderful collaborations, and Gramophone magazine has praised you as one of the leading innovators of your generation for continuing to build the guitar repertoire. one of your recordings that I've featured here in the past, in addition to some of the wonderful standard Western repertoire for the guitar, as we've just heard, have been arrangements of traditional Chinese songs, even a part of the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto, a popular piece, a movement arranged for solo guitar, on your CD called 40 Degrees North, from EMI. That was the first one of your CDs that I became aware of.
Oh.
And I was always speculating on what the significance of that title was, the 40 Degrees North. Interesting, because I think it has even a connection here, actually, coincidentally, perhaps, to Columbus.
On the 40 degrees north?
Yes. Isn't that that's a latitude, if I'm correct,
it is
that the latitude of Beijing,
yes,
right?
Yes, and Madrid.
And Madrid.
Yes, yes.
And
Columbus, actually, lots
Ohio,
of other countries.
Well,
yeah, and Venice as well, yeah. I think I was on the plane and looking at the map, and suddenly comes
right
up with
it
this
makes
idea.
A nice line, because I've noticed that, too. I'm surprised sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to share that latitude with those great cities.
Yeah.
And
I thought it's a unique angle to title a CD, because there's so many CDs called Romance or Encore.
Right,
you know?
Right. I was
love,
immediately struck
yeah.
by that. And, of course, the beauty of the playing and the music on
thank
that
you.
Compact disc as well. But mentioning the collaborations that you've done, and just a moment, we'll hear from one of your EMI recordings here coming up very, very shortly. How did that collaboration with the Elias String Quartet come about?
That is I'm very proud of that project. First, I wanted to play some more concertos from the Baroque period. I mean, we can ask the modern composers to write new concertos for guitar, but we can't go back to ask for concertos from Beethoven or Mozart or Bach. But then I thought that in Bach's period, there wasn't a guitar yet, but he did. But there were concertos written for lute and mandolin, mm-hmm. and Bach himself wrote pieces for every instrument and for lute. So I thought that after played the Vivaldi concerto many times, I thought that I loved the Bach's violin concerto so much, and I had a look at the score. I thought they could be played on guitar very nicely, especially, I mean, in my view, that if I play his, for example, his toccata fugue mm-hmm. for organ, I would have to lose so many notes, which is not fair for the music.
Right.
But the violin concertos, I can't, you know, I can play all the notes, and also I can have the strings to back up, so there's nothing to lose. But then I can add something different on the guitar, I think. Something like his lute works.
Right.
You know, he transcribed his own work to a different instrument. He arranged his violin concertos for harpsichord
and
to lute. So I thought I could use that as a model to produce a guitar version of these wonderful pieces. And I performed with the Elias Quartet. They are wonderful players, one of the best young ensembles. And then I thought that from my experiences, the Vivaldi concerto could work sometimes even nicer with a string quartet. And I myself like the idea of chamber music, because when you play with orchestra, you work with the conductor. And when you play with a string quartet, you work with four people. So that is a teamwork of five people. It's rather nice. So everyone give ideas, and we work as a five people ensemble. So I quite like that chamber music approach. And I thought that when I play this quite complicated Baroque concertos with a string quartet, each line can be very individual and each voice can be very clear. So it's like five different voices. And I quite like that sound, the result.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, it certainly succeeded very well on your recording.
Thank you very much.